The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, a Limerick County Councillor has sparked frustration after suggesting that some of the region's potholes be given heritage status. Independent Councillor Patsy Clancy says the idea of a pothole protection zone is aimed at highlighting what he calls the ongoing neglect of rural roads, and he joins us now. Good evening to you, Patsy. To be frank, this sounds like an April Fool's joke that you would be calling for potholes to be given heritage status. Tell us what you mean.
Look, obviously, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek what we're asking for. First of all, how are you, Ciara? Thanks a million for having me on. But, yeah, basically, look, you know, the pothole situation in rural Ireland is ridiculous, right? Like, they're everywhere. And we were racking our brains thinking, how are we going to get... We've been calling for years. I saw, just this is true, right? About 2 weeks ago, I was one of those stop-go systems, and I saw a man filling a pothole, right? Full high-vis, pair of wellies on, and he comes up, bucket of tarmac, pours it into this pothole, and then just jumps on it. Like dancing on the thing, like no Kango hammer, no steamroller. That's not going to fix anything. And this is happening over and over and over again, right? So we were thinking, how are we going to get like the county council and the city council to actually kind of inspect these roads, you know, and just regularly going out, seeing what's going on. And so we came up with the idea, right, of pothole protection zones. And it sounded kind of silly, but then the more we thought about it, we need to get some real backing on this. So we came up with the idea. We're going to, and we've started the process. We're actually, we're basing it in Boher County, Limerick, right, which is a small, very small little village, right, but it's got huge pothole problems. So what we're doing is we're going to try and make those potholes, we're contacting UNESCO and see if we can actually get World Heritage
Patsy,
Site status.
Is this an April Fool's? Are you actually winding us up here?
No, I promise you I'm not, right? Well, look, as I said, it sounds crazy because it is crazy. We're doing this as a joke. Well, not really, but we're doing it as a...
And if you do contact UNESCO...
we know we're not going to become...
Right, but if you do contact UNESCO and you say, look, we want heritage status for our potholes because they're such a long-term feature of our roads now that they deserve it, what would it achieve? I mean, I know UNESCO is going to say no, obviously, but what is achieved by this? Are you just highlighting the state of the road, is it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm talking to you now on News Talk. The whole country can hear me about the problems of potholes. This wouldn't be happening if I hadn't come up with this way of saying it. And we're going to really push this forward. Like, we're taking photographs because, like, the potholes, there's three major potholes in Boher. Each one of them has its own name. And if you've got names on something, you know, it's not like, oh, be careful as
can
a pothole.
Can I ask, what are they called?
Well, there's Pinky's Folly, right? And Pinky's Folly, just because, now, the reason it's called that, right? There's a man, it's Pinky McGrath. Now, Pinky, he's one of these guys, he's got a big, huge, he's got a huge garden, like it's massive. And he got one of those ride-along mowers. And he was so proud of it, he was driving it through the village, laughing away. And it fills up with water. And of course, what happened? He was too proud, driving it through the village, caught it on the side, fell in, tipped over, became Pinky's Folly. Right?
So he went into it on his... well, it's no wonder you have potholes that people are driving up the street on their lawnmowers. But anyway, and what are the other ones called?
There's Pinky's Folly, right? There's the splash zone, like, you know, down in Tralee. And it's basically, it's a huge, you know, it's a huge... These have been here for years. You know, we've been asking to get these fixed. But what you do is, you know yourself, you have the kids in the car and you drive through and you make a big splash and it's lovely and all that, but it's causing all problems. And the third one, I can't quite give you the name. It's called the Little Something.
Okay.
Right? And reason it's called Little Something, it's a small pothole, but it's deep. So it's about the size... Do you know those tins of butter biscuits? You know those ones?
Yeah.
You know the blue tins? It's almost identical size of that, because we're going to use one of those is a picture beside it. But it's deep. And I'm telling you,
that's the little something which I suspect is rude, which is why you're not going to tell me. So you've named
exactly
the potholes. They've been there a long time. And you are a local councillor. Why aren't you guys doing anything about it?
Well, look, you know when you're a lone voice? Do you know what I mean? That's what I am.
Are you saying the other councillors are okay about the potholes?
Well, no, it's not that they're okay about it. But, you know, it's political will is everything. And, you know, I've been a councillor for years, but I'm independent. I don't have party power behind me. So I'm pushing for this. And unless, you know, everybody wants to care. You know, like, sure, the government's up in Dublin. The roads in Dublin are beautiful. Like, where are you from?
I'm from Wicklow. I'm from Greystones in Wicklow. And by the way, we've a lot of potholes too, because the heavy rain that we had for the first about 6 or 8 weeks of the year this year destroyed the roads all around where I live too. But I will grant you, they have been filled in recently.
Well, but the thing is, at least you're aware of it. You know, you're there, you know, rich presenter, and even you know the potholes are a problem. Now imagine you're down, like literally in the middle of the country, at least knowing that there are people around the country right now, I guarantee it, they're listening to me talk to you on the national radio, and they're going, finally somebody's doing something. So the thing is, by applying for UNESCO, all I want to have happen is getting to speak to people like yourself on the radio, maybe getting a newspaper headline where people suddenly go, do you know what? We've been putting up with this for too long. Let's do something about it. So that's why we're doing it. So watch this space, because we will be applying like all the bells. It's as convoluted as you can imagine to apply. But he's got now.
And you are actually going through the application. Look, Patsy, you have indeed highlighted the state of the roads, and lots of people are texting and saying, go on, Patsy. And think outside the box. But when we get enough potholes, we can just join them up and then the problem is sorted.
Well, Ciara, thanks to you as well, because honestly, this was my big hope today of coming on, that I would actually get just the message out there. So thanks a million for that. Fair play.
Thank you for coming on to us, Patsy. That is Patsy Clancy there, who's an independent councillor in Limerick County. He's probably not wrong. There are potholes, Shane, going bananas everywhere. It has been the heavy rain, but apparently these potholes are there so long that they now have names. And perhaps UNESCO status. We shall keep you abreast of what happens with the application. But thank you for that indeed. Are we rejoining Patsy Clancy? We are. I'm laughing because our Limerick councillor, who has looked to UNESCO for heritage status for his potholes, is rejoining us. Patsy, you have an update.
Ciara, I have an unbelievable, I swear to God, I'm still
here. Are you actually winding me? Is this an April Fool's? Lads, come on. Potholes are a serious business.
Well, absolutely. No, hear me out, right? This is what I think is so incredible. This is about the power of the media, right?
Go on.
10 minutes, literally 10 minutes after speaking to you, I get a phone call, right? A French man, Philippe Appri, right? And he's from UNESCO. Now, obviously, he's not saying you're getting World Heritage Site status. But what he said was, he thought it's an important issue. He'd heard it. And he said, they take every application seriously. He said, even by applying for it, if we can help get the message across, that they are more than happy to help. I'm shaken. That's why I rang back. I had to say it. And because it was the two things he said to me, right? He told me that, which was good. And then he just mentioned you. And he said, that Ciara Kelly woman should trust her instincts. Because the first thing she said to me was, is this an April Fool's? And it turns out that yes, Ciara and Shane, of course it's an April Fool's. This is Steve Cummins. How are you? Happy 1st of April.
Steve Cummins, you little rascal.
I knew all along it was. I was just playing along, Steve.
you're some chancer.
I back, Shane.
I was thinking so I had great influence with UNESCO that I didn't know about.
Not really, exactly. By the way, your man's name, if you notice, was Philippe April, which I thought was clever when I made that up.
It was pretty good, Ciara,
but you got to give yourself a pat on the back. I could hear a few times you were ready to wet yourself laughing, and you managed to hold it down.
How do you know? That's I didn't, Steve. It was pretty funny.
The mad thing was, Steve, at one point when you were speaking, I put up on the screen, this fella's voice is really familiar. I can't think who it is.
Somebody did actually text and go, is that Steve Cummins? And I just dismissed that out of hand. And then they did. They actually did. I didn't read it out, but they did.
Well,
Steve,
you
are a little divil. But thank you for giving us and the hard shoulder.
We've been had.
We have. I quite like being had.
Always a pleasure.
Sorry. What did you call the potholes? You named them and everything.
There was Pinky's Folly. Pinky's Folly. There was the little, you can imagine.
Little rude
one. And the
one.
Last one was the splash zone, I think it was.
Jesus. Steve Cummins, fair play to you. You have had us and we're glad of it. Happy April Fools.
Happy April Fools to you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.